We're going to retitle this The Proper Role of an Examiner and Judicial Reflections of Examiners, to accommodate Judge Carey's being with us today. And obviously, he's been on the bench since 2005. I'm sure most, if not all of us, have practiced before him. So it's a real honor and privilege for us to have him, and we thank him. I am joined on the panel by Alan Pfeiffer, who is an MD and one of the folks who heads global service for dispute resolution at Duff & Phelps. And we thank him for his work and participation. Jeff Rothletter is a partner in Aaron Fox's financial restructuring practice, where he focuses most of his attention on creditors' rights, indenture trustees, creditors' committees, distressed acquisitions, and so we thank him for his participation on the panel as well. As the PowerPoint materials will lay out, and we've got a supplement which has got lots of cases and orders from prior examinations, if you'd like to take a look at them, either for reference or for future use. The idea for the panel today, given several prior pretty prominent examinations that have taken place, Lehman, Tribune, ResCap, and most recently Caesars, was to try to give the practitioners here a general understanding of what an examiner is, what the examiner does, what his or her purview is, either the limitations or the expanded roles and responsibilities that they have in large cases. And as we go through this, both from the legal and the financial perspective, to overlay some of Judge Carey's thoughts and views both on